This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all parties to support the implementation of women's reservation in Parliament and state assemblies without making it a political fight. In his Independence Day address to the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Mr. Modi asked them to step forward to honour women and ensure that the country's women secure 33% representation in the legislative assemblies and the Lok Sabha as soon as possible. He said that women should be given the opportunity to contribute to shaping India's policies.
जल्द से जल्द हमारी माताओं बहनों को 33% विधानसभा और लोकसभा में उनको प्रतिनिधित्व मिले, ये भारत की नीति घड़तर के अंदर अपना योगदान दे, समय की मांग है। और मैं सभी राजनीतिक दलों से फिर से आग्रह करता हूँ, आइए महिला आरक्षण लागू करके महिला सम्मान में आप भी जुड़िए, लेकिन मेरी माताओं बहनों को हक दीजिए।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced to provide free online coaching for students belonging to poor and middle class families. In his address to the nation, Mr. Modi said, the move is aimed at easing the financial burden of aspirants preparing for competitive exams. He said this is a revolutionary step towards making quality education accessible to everyone, led by top teachers. He said this will save thousands of crore rupees of middle-class families in coaching classes. The Prime Minister said the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year. He said this will enable them to take the lead in the global AI sector. Mr. Modi said the country has to focus on 3 things, cost, quality and skill. The first of its kind Suryapath Tiranga Global Relay concluded yesterday, completing its journey from Fiji in the east to the United States in the west, across 54 countries and multiple time zones. The External Affairs Ministry said that the Suryapath Tiranga initiative was celebrated as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Launched from the High Commission of India in Fiji, the relay carried the spirit of the Tiranga from one sunrise to the next, bringing together the Indian community and friends of India across the world. The relay ended with the flag hoisting by the Consulate General of India in San Francisco. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified the Foreign Assets of Small Taxpayers Disclosure Scheme of FAST DS Rules 2026. The scheme will come into force today. The last date for filing a declaration under this scheme is 31st December this year. No declaration can be filed after this date. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at his memorial Sadaiv Atal in the national capital today. Former President Ram Nath Kovind, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister Rajnath Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and BJP National President Nitin Naveen were also present on the occasion. Amrit Udyan will be open to the general public from today till the 15th of next month. The gardens will remain open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5 p.m. It will remain closed on Mondays for maintenance. On to sports now. In chess, world number 1 Magnus Carlsen has won Esports World Cup title for the second year in a row by defeating Belarusian Grandmaster Denis Lazovic 2-0 in Paris, France. Representing Team Liquid, Magnus remained completely undefeated throughout the entire tournament. Meanwhile, American Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura secured the third place after defeating Alireza Firouzia 4-1. In men's cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 288-2 against Sri Lanka on the second day of the first test at the Gale International Stadium today. Devdutt Padikkal remained unbeaten on 131, while Rishabh Pant was on 27 when stumps were drawn last evening. KL Rahul retired hurt on 77. And Inter Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall today at places over Arunachal Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Orissa, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Parts of Northeast India, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Jharkhand, Konkan and Goa and Madhya Pradesh are also likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.